Last few weeks, we've been celebrating the birth of Jesus. And now we are at that Sunday when we remember and celebrate the baptism of Jesus. Because that period from birth to baptism is kind of a murky one. We don't know much about what Jesus was doing for most of his life. Just a little plug. At some point on the Wednesday nights this spring, we're going to be looking at some of the books that didn't make it in the Bible, one of which gives some accounts of Jesus' childhood. So that's my little plug for something coming up on Wednesday nights this spring. The baptism of Jesus is an important moment. Of course, it raises the question, why did Jesus need to be baptized? Or maybe why did he feel the need to be baptized? All four Gospels agree. Jesus came to John the Baptist and was baptized. So why? I mean, we in our baptisms think of it partly as at least a symbolic washing away of sin, symbolic of the reason that Jesus came. But Jesus was without sin, so we're told. So why did he feel the need to be baptized? I don't know. I don't have a direct link to the mind of Jesus or God, so I don't know for sure. I'll leave it up to you to think about. But I would suggest this. There is some important meaning, reason that Jesus did this. It is the beginning of Jesus' ministry here on earth. As it is for us, when we are baptized, it's not the end result, it's the beginning of the journey of faith. And so it was with Jesus in some ways, the beginning of his earthly ministry. It's symbolic of something. It's an example that Jesus was giving for us, a model in some way. And of course, we are invited to remember our own baptism as we consider the baptism of Jesus this day. And those words that God speaks as Jesus comes up out of the water, I would call your attention to particularly. Here is my child, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased. Part of the meaning of our baptism is that God says those words to each of us, and not just through baptism. As I was suggesting last Sunday, just to remind you, we are all children of God, adopted children of God. Baptism is part of that adoption, the recognition of that on our part, on the church's part, that yes, I am a child of God. God loves me. And God is even well pleased with me. Maybe not every moment of the day. Well, I can't speak for you. I know for me, God is not pleased with me every moment of the day. But that voice that speaks to Jesus speaks to us of God's love. And that's an important reminder in baptism. Also, perhaps the reminder that like Jesus, who was beginning his ministry with baptism, we are each called by God for some purpose. I think that gets us to the passage from Isaiah. Now, Isaiah 42 is the first of four places in the book of Isaiah in which the prophet talks about a figure who's known by scholars as the suffering servant. A servant of God who is gentle and humble and meek and suffers, but also works for justice. Now, scholars have long debated, who is this suffering servant in Isaiah? Who did Isaiah intend this to be? Some scholars say it's Cyrus of Persia. You may remember when the Israelites are taken into exile by the Babylonians. About 70 years later, the Persians defeat the Babylonians, and it is Cyrus of Persia who allows the Jews to go back to their homes. So some scholars say Isaiah is talking about Cyrus. Other scholars say no, Isaiah is talking about the nation of Israel as a whole, the people of God at that time. Others, and Matthew is one of these, clearly, Others look at Isaiah and say, the suffering servant is Christ. In fact, Matthew uses Isaiah 42 twice in his gospel to refer specifically to Jesus. And you can see why this seems to fit Jesus, the description of this servant who has come, not pointing at himself necessarily, not crying out in the streets, but more quietly, gently. A bruised reed he will not break. A smoldering wick he will not quench. Jesus came to be with those who are feeling overlooked and impoverished and in darkness. And Jesus does not disturb them. He gently ministers to them. And then I came across a scholar named Paul Hansen, and he's not the only one who says this, but who makes the case that perhaps the suffering servant in Isaiah refers to all who are called by God, which means you and me and all of us. Are we all perhaps called to be gentle and mild and work for justice, but more quietly and softly? I mean, this is part of the real scandal of Jesus and his life and his ministry. There were those who wanted the Messiah to be a warrior, you know, to come with guns blazing, defeat all the enemies. But Jesus comes to minister to the world and to submit to even death on the cross for the sake of God's kingdom. Is that perhaps our call? To be the suffering servant, the gentle, mild servant of God? I'm reminded of Henry Nouwen, who wrote a book called The Wounded Healer, which is all about how all of us have our wounds and our brokenness. And Nouwen was saying, perhaps that's what allows us to be ministers to others, because we know ourselves to be broken. What this is getting at is the responsibility of God's call, the responsibility of baptism. Even as we remember Jesus' baptism and our own, and that we are loved by God through that, in that, symbolically, we are also reminded by Isaiah of our responsibility now. Loved by God, called by God, now work for justice. Did you notice the number of times Isaiah uses that word justice? And in the Hebrew, that word is mizpat, or forgive me if you know Hebrew because I just mispronounced it horribly, but my Hebrew was a while back. Mizpat, which means not just justice in the way we think of it. You know, sometimes we think of justice and we think of the, you know, the Rambos and the warriors and, you know, going in and bringing justice. But what this Hebrew word means is compassionate justice, loving justice, gentle justice even. Justice that sometimes works agonizingly slow but persistently and gently. Remember, a bruised reed will not be broken. A smoldering wick will not be extinguished. Instead, this is justice that blows gently on that smoldering wick to bring it back to life, and perhaps gives a splint to that bruised reed to help it heal. Gentle justice, loving justice. That's how God's kingdom advances much of the time, and that is how we are called to behave and to act. I would call your attention to this passage in Isaiah for the week ahead. Isaiah 42 verses 1 through 9. I would invite you to read it over sometime this week, maybe every day, and put yourself into that passage. The passage does say, you, I have called you, I have brought you forth to work for justice. I invite you to consider this passage this week and make it personal. What does it say to you? We celebrate the baptism of Jesus and remember our own so that we remember why God loves us and has called us, so that we can do God's work. And if you'd like some more detail about exactly what that means, I'll see you here next week. Amen.